hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And welcome to the beginning of the week. Welcome to Monday. Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Now, did you get a chance to listen to the Fox News update at the top of the hour? Did you get a chance to hear where they said there shouldn't be a problem? Didn't they say, concerning Ebola? Didn't they say the same thing? Didn't they say the same thing when the nurse went in with her hazmat suit on? And then you had the congressman saying, "Well, we really don't know what's going on. How she got Ebola?" And as I was writing my attempt at literacy yesterday, entitled Remain Calm, All Is Well, based on the Kevin Bacon phrase in Animal House, you know, we could stop Ebola. We've stopped polio. We've cured some of the world's most deadliest diseases. But I think we've forgotten who we are. We are the United States of America. And today we seem to be trapped in the malaise of being a global entity, trapped in the malaise of being politically correct. And I'm sorry, let's just shut everything down. Sorry, you're coming in from West Africa. We're not going to let you come into this country. Now, we are taking people's temperature. And as Sean Hannity pointed out, you take three or four Advil, no big deal. But how would you like to be that nurse that was doing her job following the procedure, and then all of a sudden, boom, she's got the Ebola? That ain't good.
Really, your heart goes out to the poor nurse who's in the hospital this morning not knowing what the future holds for her.
She doesn't know what the future holds for her. But don't worry, we've got it under control.
I do worry because you never can tell, like, the last person that came into the U.S. that had it and didn't know he had it, he didn't even have a fever.
You know, I was in church yesterday on my way in, and some lady starts coughing. And I almost said, "Look, keep your darn germs to yourself, sister."
We will not let that happen to our guys. We'll make sure we're covered.
Yes, we're covered. Hazmat suits for everyone. In fact, going on sale today at KevinMillerShow.com. Not to be confused with 580KIDO.com. Buy two hazmat suits, get one free. I'm telling you, folks, start investing in hazmat suits for everyone. Soon they'll be fashionable, so you can have your blue, your pink, to go along with same-sex marriage being legalized here in Idaho, your pink hazmat suits. We're working on those right now at KevinMillerShow.com. Ever the entrepreneur, ever the industrialist, you hear him milling around there in the background. Our friend Dave Pezzo joins us now here at 580KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin.
Well, good morning to you, sir. And I guess last week you've had better weeks than the roller coaster that was.
You mean the markets had a better week? Personally, I had a great week.
Well, Dave Pezzo, you always have a good week, so we have to give you some type of angst.
I know.
We can't just tune in and go, "Oh, it's a wonderful life" with your host Dave Pezzo. We've got to give you some drama, some
Ebola.
Cliffhangers. No, that's the Miller Show. But let's talk about the markets. 200, 300 points up, down. What's going on?
I do actually think that things like Ebola have a little bit of a negative weight on the market. They really do, you know, because it's just another thing to worry about. Overstated, perhaps, but another reason for traders right now to be bailing, because you do have all the global issues, including the fundamental issue, which is slower growth. So even though we're seeing some reasonable signs, more reasonable signs in Russia overnight or over the weekend, we still have got some serious issues around the world. So obviously the market is concerned about global growth. That's the big thing. And volatility is back. It's back with a capital V.
Well, you talked about this when you had Dr. Kevin Elko in at the Stickle Sky Center. And you said, look, we've had a good run, but now we will see the volatility. Is it because, you know, is it because of Ebola? Is it because of ISIS? Is it because of Russia? Is it all three that is influencing the volatility in the market?
All the above. You know, again, Ebola is more of this on the side type of thing. That's but when you have headlines and it's not under control, globally, it is a concern for people. But you remember SARS and the bird flu, all those other things that came
West Nile.
West Nile. All those things that come and go. Especially SARS was one of those things that people were very, very nervous about, and it really caused, especially the Asian markets, to take a big, big hit. So disease can impact the markets. I'm not saying Ebola is to any major degree, but that's just one more thing on top of all these other things that you just talked about. And let's not forget what's going on with Russia, Ukraine, and Europe. But Europe, when I say that, is, you know, are they falling into recession? That's kind of the global concern right now.
So if I'm worried about my retirement fund right now, what do I do?
Nothing. Keep buying. Keep holding.
Keep buying, even though it lost, 3%, 2% in one day?
Which now means they're 3% less expensive than they were the day before. It means they're 3% less risky, by definition, than they were the day before. Kevin, the thing is nothing should change, even though we're having a perfectly normal correction. You can't be zigging and zagging. People have tried to time the market before. I'm just going to step aside. And then the market goes down 2, 3%. We've seen this so many times in the past 2, 3 years where the market goes down 2, 3, 4%, maybe even 5%. At one point, I think we had a 6% correction. Everybody's sure we're going to get that 10% or bang. You know, within 2 weeks, it's back to all-time highs. And that is the way this market has been reacting. I think you just stick with it and quit worrying about it.
Well, one thing that we should be worrying about here at 580KIDO, and you've been talking about this for quite some time, is the impact of the Affordable Care Act. Here we are in October. We're seeing folks like our good friend Tea Party Bob losing his coverage. People across the country that have done nothing wrong, that have never been to a doctor in their life, all of a sudden, too risky, you're done, you're going to the exchange.
Right.
Forcing people to do this. We've been blessed because the president gave everybody a waiver last year.
Right.
The waiver wire is coming due. What are you hearing about this?
I've heard nothing. That's, you know, when I interviewed the governor here a couple weeks ago, that was one of the questions that I asked the governor is, what is this going to look like? I think I'm kind of plugged in. I know what
well,
stuff
I hope
is
you're
going
plugged
on.
In.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those things where you go, well, who do you ask if I don't know? And then, you know, so I asked the governor, I said, well, so what is my health care going to look like? And he said, people don't know. They still don't know. They're rewriting and rewriting and rewriting. We're up against the wire, and Kevin, we don't know what our health insurance is going to be next year. What I find amazing is that the media hasn't jumped on this at all. It's another story, but this is another election story, and it does not favor the Democrats at all. So I guess I answered my own question.
Right, but in all seriousness, though, when you have people losing their coverage, being forced into the exchange, and you have doctors' waits that have been happening again and again and again. You know, do the only people that make money off this are the big health conglomerates and the insurance companies?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's going to be it. I mean,
that wasn't what the theory though of this whole thing was at the beginning, right?
Well, it is to have a more centralized. I think it's without, you know, talking about a conspiracy theory here, there's no question that Obama wants a single-payer plan, meaning the government. They want one single payer. They don't want any competition. They want the government to run everything. So this is the direction they're trying to head. So I'm not sure that you hop in bed with the government if you're one of these health insurance companies and that you're going to, in the end, enjoy this particular ride. But right now, it's good for them.
It seems like they are expediting their demise along with the AARP and others by endorsing this. And I think what the president did, and you know more about this than I would at 580KIDO, He had a vision, but to get the insurance companies on board, he had to give them something, which has allowed premiums to go up, up, and people just can't afford their insurance. So you're either going to go into the exchange if you can, or you're going to go into Social Security, or you're going to go into Medicaid or Medicare, and they're looking to expand that. We are seeing in 8 years, economically, a redefinition of our country much more to an aggressive socialist model.
Without question, Kevin. No, it's you're trying to move the you know, 1/6 of the entire economy of the United States under government control, total dominant government control. Boy, that is as socialism as you get. I don't know anything more socialist than that. He also couldn't get Congress. He had to have some support from the standpoint of saying, yeah, there'll be competition and things like that,
right,
as if there was. But, you know, and people wanted to believe what they wanted to believe, that they were going to actually, that some magic fairy dust was going to drop on this thing and they wouldn't be, you know, really, it's cheaper. Cheaper for who? The individual that isn't working? It's not cheaper for society. It's more expensive for society. Slows down the economy and makes it even more difficult for the lower end person to improve their lot in life. That's really what socialism does of every kind. Whenever we centralize, what we do is we make sure from a centralized government perspective that only the big and the powerful can thrive. The small can't rise. That's really what it does.
Dave Petzo with us. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. You can catch Dave at Money Matters every Saturday from 8 to 10. Petzo Center, Petzo Financial. And coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about the economy, and we'll take a look at where we are economically. According to a new survey, America slips to 12th in economic freedom. Also, as we talked about a little on Saturday, China surpassing the U.S., but Dave Petzo has some details on that. We'll talk about that. And much more on ISIS. Could they start rivaling Shell and Exxon when it comes to supplying oil, gasoline, a terrorist group as a business entity? Dave Petzl will give you the insight and much, much more coming up. Let's get you to traffic at 5.
For the KIDO Tway Travel Great Adventure, here's this hour's city to enter in at 580KIDO.com.
722, Kevin Miller in the morning. Today's destination city is Phoenix. So go to the 580KIDO website and type in Phoenix, join loyalty, and you'll be in. Tway Travel Getaway. We thank Tway Travel. Now, the next time to listen is Dave Ramsey for your bonus destination city. Today's city is Phoenix. Dave Petzo, you spend a lot of time in Phoenix, Arizona on your way to Tacoma.
On my way to where?
Tacoma.
Tacoma. Absolutely. Sure.
You've heard that song by the Eagles.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah.
On your way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A.,
yeah.
Northern California. Well, we could go on.
Yeah, I don't remember Phoenix in there, but no.
You don't remember Phoenix? Well, you need to type in your destination city, and then you'll remember it.
Okay, yes.
I know you're excited about the Tway Travel Getaway here at 580KIDO. News about your money with our friend Dave Petzo here at 580KIDO. Let's talk a little bit more about some other things going on. What do you make of ISIS becoming an oil supplier? All of a sudden, they're flooding the market with $60 a barrel oil?
Yeah, well, they need money, and they have access to stolen oil. So they steal it and sell it, and anything you make off of that would be profitable. That obviously hurts their neighbors, so that won't make the other Middle Easterners very happy. It certainly doesn't hurt the overall world oil market. If that were to match their, of course, their goals, they would pull it off the market to do that. But at the same time, they need money. They need money to, you know, buy saws and cut people's heads off, apparently. They need more money to do that.
So when we're taking a look at this, does this have any impact on why oil prices are going down, thankfully? But why do you think oil prices are going down?
Kevin, there's actually a glut of oil in the world, in spite of the best efforts of this administration, and I really mean that. I know it's real easy to roll your eyes and say, there he goes again, you know, he's just bashing Obama. There's never been a president that is more anti-business than this one in my lifetime. It makes Carter look very, very right-wing. But worse than that, he's gone against the unions and everybody else and wants to build pipelines and become self-sufficient, energy self-sufficient. It goes against what the military would like. It goes against common sense. Natural gas would have been a phenomenal, will be, once we get rid of this guy, it will be a tremendous bridge fuel. It's very, very clean burning. And we'll clean up the cities as we run our cars on natural gas, waiting for the ability for cars to run on windmills, apparently. That's what we're looking at, or solar power or what have you. But we, in spite of all his best efforts to not drill in this country on private land, we are becoming quickly, because of technology, quickly becoming completely energy independent. This is causing a tremendous new supply of oil in the world. And with that technology, they're finding more available resources everywhere in the world, Kevin, everywhere using this technology. So there's literally a glut of oil in the world. And with global growth slowing down, it's not going to be absorbed anytime soon. So I don't see oil prices rising dramatically, nor actually falling very much from here. It costs too much to get it out of the ground.
Dave Petzo with us. So we have a new report out saying that China has passed us as the number one economy in the world, and a new survey saying America has slipped to 12th in economic freedom.
Yeah, that makes sense. We have the highest tax rate in the world, corporate tax rate. We are trying to act as un-American as we have in the past with this all of the crony capitalism that this administration has promoted. Rather than good ideas getting the funding, it's if you are politically connected, you get funding. That is a very, very anti-business. It's a corrupt system. Flat out, it's corrupt. Just because it's legal doesn't make it lacking in corruption. If you are not connected, you do not get money. If you are connected, you do. That does not give the money to the best projects. And that's what the fundamental core of capitalism is, that the money goes to the best ideas, and we have creative destruction ongoing, and we just continue that process, and you would get very rapid growth out of it. So very, very, very big problem.
The administration, though, however, Dave Petzo, will be saying that, look, we may have the highest tax rate, but that doesn't include deductions that you're going to get here that you're not going to get in Ireland or somewhere else. Do you buy that we have more business deductions, so therefore we are more competitive?
No, we have more complexity. So if you want to hire more accountants that produce zero, there's a possibility you could lower your tax bill to a more reasonable level. You can hide money in various non-economically effective ways, which again slows down the economy and slows down your company, but maybe makes sense on a after-tax basis. Our tax code is complicated. There's well over a million words. It's not just a rounded-off number. Well over a million words. It's indecipherable. Every accountant that looks at it will want to make a change to it. The IRS can't follow it, and they will do nothing about it. So we've become less and less competitive. And thus, if people think that it really is all about the deductions and things like that, then why are all these corporations doing these tax inversions out there, and they want to move the domicile outside the United States? If it's really, all in the end, it really doesn't matter. All in the end, it really does matter, or companies wouldn't be trying to move, and they are trying to move outside of the United States, as are individuals.
What's the impact on our economy if that happens?
It's already, we're losing billions of dollars in tax revenue, and eventually these corporations will be making their homes elsewhere, and the innovation and creation that we once just, we evolve everything, we create everything beautiful in the world, that's what Americans do, and that will go away, completely go away.
Dave Petzo with us here at 580KIDO. A couple more thoughts. It wasn't a good week for Micron.
It was not a good week for Micron. It was a terrible week for Micron. Off 16% this week, all because Microchip Technology warned that their earnings weren't going to be very good. Now, Microchip Technology does not do DRAM. They don't do memory chips. So I find it an interesting move in the market, baby out with the bathwater. And I think the investors here have really overreacted to that news.
And speaking of technology, this week Apple will unveil the new iPad. And you and I were talking about the Kindle Fire, where through Amazon that you get, and I'm an Apple guy, but I'm kind of drawn to this thing because you get the person that helps you, number one. But if you're a member of Amazon Prime, which is like $2 a month or something like that, you get unlimited access to all these movies for free. Mm-hmm. And unlike the iPad, you can download those. So, I mean, are we seeing a shift in technology, not from the device itself, but because of what you can get. You know, instead of buying something from the iStore, you can hook up with Amazon. How do you see this playing out this week?
I think that Amazon and many other companies are going to be taking chips out of Apple's dominant position. But the ecosystem that Apple has is very, very dominant. So a few chips, they can survive. Over time, Kevin, I'm not sure how this all plays out. Does Apple have an answer in a year or two? Like they did with the iPhone 6, right? It's a bigger screen. Everybody's happy again. Now, us older people, we can see, and we're happy with the new Apple. And Samsung looks like they're falling behind, right? So this swings back and forth. Apple still is dominant. They have that whole ecosystem there, the iCloud, and you can drop it into any of yours. You can play music on anything. I still think they are going to more than survive Amazon's poke, but it shows you how technology changes and moves all the time, and whoever's in the lead today won't be tomorrow.
Except you, Dave Petzl. You're always in the lead.
Well, that's a little generous.
You know,
I'll take it today, Kevin. It's a Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
I appreciate it.
Anything we should be looking out for this week, sir?
Continued volatility, but watch the earnings reports. We're really starting into earnings this week.
You get excited about those, I can tell.
I'm glad to have some new news besides geopolitical to sit around and look at, because there's nothing good going on in the world. Let's hope that the corporate news individually is solid, and I think it will be.
Our great friend Dave Petz, so how many years here?
On air? 25.
Yeah. 25 years. 25. Now that's your silver anniversary, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Your silver. Are you doing anything special?
No, I think you guys are going to get me a whole silverware set.
We're going to get you, instead of a gold microphone, a silver microphone.
I like it. I'll take the silver. I'll take the silver.
Well, I hear that's how you should plan your retirement, with silver and gold.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, you know me with that.
Dave,
precious metals.
Petzl Financial. Check them out today. 580-KIDO.
This nurse had contact with at least one other person.
The screenings will expand this week to Newark's Liberty, Washington's Dulles, Chicago's O'Hare, and Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson airports.
Making sense of a senseless world, Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Just another manic Monday.
Order. If somebody's going to accuse me of giving bad information, I would like a name. I'm not leaving. So that's real fair, isn't it? Just giving generic names without an opportunity for other people to contact and find out. That's really fair. That's really acting in the public's best interest, isn't it? Here, Tina, will you keep recording?
There we have it, our friend Alma the anti-fracker, moments before she was arrested. Joining us is Mr. Alma, her husband Jim at 580-KIDO. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you so much for letting me be on the air.
Well, when we first heard about this, I was shocked. We were going back and forth on the Facebook about this. When you hear this video, this audio of your video about your wife being arrested, what comes to mind, sir?
Well, I'm a little bit in dismay. It basically... You know, they were just talking about how evidence should be submitted into the public record before it's, it needs to be submitted. And then there was some, through Commissioner Pete Morgan, brought up that some evidence that Alma put into the record, he did some research, and he said that it was not accurate. Alma asked for the source, and the source was denied. So it's kind of like a catch-22. The public is supposed to submit into the record, but, you know, they're not being held accountable for who they got their source from so that Alma could research and find out what the facts are. So, yes, she was a little upset about that, but I really think for what she's been through and her passion that she held her composure fairly well.
Well, why would they arrest your wife, a mother, a grandmother, an activist, a farmer? A wife, to me, okay, she was a bad person and didn't behave. Is it really worth putting her in jail?
No, they could have escorted her, you know, they could have brought her out in handcuffs and released her. They didn't have to do that. She's being held for obstruction, trespassing, and contempt.
Have you talked to her?
No, I have not talked to her. I'm not allowed to talk to her or any way converse with her. And so I'm worried.
Is this not America? Why can't you talk to her?
Well, Alma is refusing to be booked, and she's also on a hunger strike. She, you know, this is not in for Alma in your backyard thing. She generally is concerned about her cause, and I support her, and I believe in her. And, you know, the bottom line is that because they, what they're saying is because she is not processed, she doesn't have a right to make a phone call. I just went to the jail the other day on Sunday, to visit her, and I was denied. The inmates are allowed to receive undergarments, clothes, three of each, shampoo, and they denied for me to give that to her as well. I also cannot give her a money order or, and, you know, any way communicate with her. So she's sitting in there. I have no idea what her health condition is. When I call, they just say that she's doing okay.
Jim, you know, I'm trying to think. You've done such a great job of breaking this down here at 580 KIDO, and we have the video under Alma being arrested on our website to spread the word. But I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, granted, you know, she stood her ground, but why not just escort her out? Okay, no arrest. I mean, to me, these folks seem like losers, because is it really worth keeping, as we said, a wife, a mother, a grandmother in jail for expressing her First Amendment rights? Does that end and pay it?
I don't know. You know, it's just amazing that this can happen. They could have very easily escorted her out. You know, she's been at every single meeting. I conducted herself professionally. And, you know, they know about Alma. So they could have very easily done that. It was kind of curious how this was brought up at the very end of the meeting. And it was pre-planned. The chair commissioner, oh, by the way, I have some information as far as submitting information in our records. And then Commissioner Pete Morgan brought up his findings, but wouldn't substantiate who the contact person was, though Alma asked a couple times. So, you know, I mean, this didn't have to be like this. They could have very easily just walked her on out, you know, even if put her in handcuffs if it made them feel better, walked her on out, and then, you know, it wouldn't have been like this.
Or cooler heads could have prevailed and said, you know, after a few hours, this is ridiculous. You know, I would hope that if anybody is smart listening in the news media, that they'd pick this story up, because here you have a wife, a mother, a grandmother in jail, not being allowed visits, not being allowed phone calls, not being allowed money orders, not being allowed a change of clothes, not being allowed shampoo here in Idaho. And I would hope that you would get some attention. I mean, we can talk about the socially accepted stories, but this is real. And you and your wife believe that the oil and the gas industry needs to be highly regulated here, or more regulated.
Yeah, well, the way I look at it is that, you know, business should be a win-win situation. And I'm not as versed with the fracking or the oil and gas industry as Alma is, so I'm not going to get too much into that. But as far as a business model, I believe it should be a win-win. And this certainly is not a win-win. You know, when business is conducted, both parties should benefit. But the only thing I see from Alma's work is that there's very few people that are betting from this, and we're going to be left picking up the marbles when it's all said and done.
Well, Jim, you think about this at 580KIDO. You know, can anybody, I mean, who put her in jail? Who are the people that told the police to get her? Who are the folks responsible? It's the county commissioners?
The county commissioners.
In Payette County?
Yes, sir.
You would think that somebody would say, okay, you know, Jim's on the radio, Jim's on Facebook. By the way, you can go to Facebook. Free Alma is there. Make sure you like that, and let's stop, because if not, then you've got a group of folks that are unresponsible to the stupidity of their actions. I mean, let's face it. I mean, okay, you talk out at a meeting. Okay, you proved your point. Stop the insanity, right?
Yes, yes. Alma did have a chance to be in front of a judge on Friday at 1:30, but because of the fact that she is not processed, that didn't manifest. So, and it looks like, you know, next chance is going to be on Tuesday because the court system is obviously closed today for the holiday.
Now, what about the hunger strike? Why is she going on the hunger strike?
She wants to bring attention to the cause. She wants to bring attention to, you know, what's going on here in Payette County in Idaho. Because this is, you know, as she states, this is not just Payette County. This is going to be Idaho and also Oregon, Eastern Oregon. So, you know, there's not too many people that have the passion, probably only 0.1%, probably a lot less than that, have the passion to believe and to act.
Right.
And to go to the point of actually going to jail. So, I support her 100%.
Jim, if people want to help, what can they do?
Well, we would love to get the ACLU involved. If you can, please call the office, Idaho ACLU. There's also, if you go to freeidaho.com, there's also a petition that goes to the government offices, the Payette County commissioners, as well as our legislators.
What do you want to say directly to the Payette County commissioners and to everybody else right now? What do you want to say to them about, hey, release my wife?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have to go this far. If we don't have the right to speak up in a public meeting as a, you know, Payette County taxpayer, you know, and everything is just railroaded, what rights do we have? We're seeing our control of our personal rights, our property rights, and everything slipping through our fingers, and very few people are speaking up about it, and even less people are acting upon it. So I feel like we're kind of frogs sitting in boiling water, and it's going to be a little too late before people start moving. So, you know, whatever your cause is, if you believe in Alma's cause or not, act what you believe in, and let's just not, let's prevent stuff like this from happening in the future.
Jim, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to schedule you for tomorrow for another update, so please stand by.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there we have it. We'll talk more about this in a minute. 580-5436. Your thoughts on Alma being arrested. Let's get you to traffic now at 580.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, back to our friend Alma the Anti-Fracker. And I got to tell you, whether you agree with Alma or not, and I know a lot of people go, oh, that Alma, blah, 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 blah. Well, look, how many people are willing to be arrested for what they believe in?
Point of order. If somebody's going to say, if somebody's going to accuse me of giving bad information, I would like a name. I'm not leaving.
Uh-oh. Run, Alma. Run. Run, Alma.
So that's real fair, isn't it? No. Just giving generic names without an opportunity for other people to contact and find out. That's really fair. That's really acting in the public's best interest, isn't it?
Well, life isn't fair, Alma. So they hauled her away, and you heard from Mr. Alma. Her husband, Jim, telling us the latest. She's on a hunger strike, and she refuses to be booked. Now, look, I'm not the brightest bulb in the shed, and neither are you. Well, maybe you're a little brighter than me. However, isn't this ridiculous? So you speak out in a non-public public meeting. You're going to spend how long in jail? We have people that commit crimes in Boise and other places that spend less time in jail than Alma the Anti-Fracker. And I would hope that somebody in the highfalutin television world, when they're not down at the Ada County Courthouse going, hey, everybody, time for same-sex couples to get married, would have the decency to cover this story. But look, we are here as far as conservative values, Idaho family values, and we'll be here for Alma. If we are the only outlet that picks this up, so be it. I believe the Ontario paper picked it up as well. And yeah, you shouldn't talk in public meetings, but somebody has to be an adult. Somebody has to take a deep breath and say, okay, enough. This is ridiculous. You have a wife, a mother, a grandmother in jail for what? wanting a name associated with her. Our friend Tea Party Bob says putting Alma in jail is nothing more than government overreach and oppression of free speech. And this is Idaho, folks. Here you have a few elected officials who've been felt like flexing their muscle by arresting the one person who has been a thorn in their side. They could have just as easily removed her from the hearing. What a bunch of jerks. If any of those commissioners are up for re-election, I hope the public realizes they need to be voted out of office. Next thing, government officials will be removing anyone who speaks against what they want. This, again, is nothing more than government cronyism. I would like to know how many large landowners who want to drill for gas are in positions of power in our state government or who have connections to our government officials. Free Alma and let freedom ring. By the way, you can go to Facebook. There's a link on our site, Free Alma, to like that page. And like I said, you don't have to agree with her on the oil and gas fracking or anti-fracking. But folks, this is what happens not only in California, but in Idaho. Again, I can't believe that somebody hasn't said, okay, she's done enough. She's learned her lesson. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. More on Alma coming up. And John Bujak, Esquire, attorney at law, joins us next to preview his big debate tomorrow night on television. 43 now in Mountain Home. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Time for traffic. 7:59, Kevin Miller in the morning, one-on-one with congressional candidate John Bujak next.
Serving Meridian.